Good morning. I'm glad to welcome you to our worship service today. We're also glad to welcome all of our online viewers, and I'll remind you online that we are celebrating communion during this worship service, and you're invited to take communion at home there as we take it here. So anyway, also today we get to welcome Prince of Peace Lutheran Church from Largo, Florida. Their pastor is... I'll just let you introduce yourself.
My name is Pastor Adam Butler. One of the pastors here at Prince Peace, and we've been up this way before, and you guys have graciously hosted us again, but we got a group of seven high schoolers heading up to Luther Rock for the week, and so we're just thankful for the place to stay and the opportunity to worship with all of you this morning.
Great. Glad you're here. Thank you. All the way from Largo, Florida. This is a nice stop off on the way all the way up to Luther Rock. So thank you for allowing them to come and to be here. I will remind you, please check the announcement in your bulletin about the school supply drive that has started. And also, we've gotten some brochures about a barbecue dinner on August 7th to support campus ministry at USC. And I'm leery about doing this next part because half of you, you're going to think this is great, and half of you, you're going to throw rocks at me. But they're now calling it Gamecock Lutheran. So, if you're one of those... or you want to support campus ministry, there's some information out on the table in the narthex. It has been a while since I've been flying solo, but here we are, so you're stuck with me. I did hear that Amanda has made it to Ethiopia. I do not know if all their luggage got there. I do not know anything else, but she is there. She said she would contact us when she has internet signal, and so she must not yet, or must not have a whole lot other than just the quick let me know that they got there. So anyway, they're there. Please keep them in your thoughts and prayers as well. All right. Well, you don't have anything, do you? Okay. Just checking to make sure. I did notice in the bulletin, it's a good thing to point out, this is the bottom page 13. Somehow, the second line of that music got over onto the next page. So you'll see we give thee but thine own, whatever the gift may be. That's not all of that. It does go over onto the next page, so be aware of that. All right, let us rise and prepare for our worship with our confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, full of compassion and mercy, abounding in steadfast love.
Amen.
Trusting God's promise of forgiveness, let us confess our sin against God and one another. Eternal God, our Creator, in you we live and move and have our being. Look upon us, your children, the work of your hands. Forgive us all our offenses and cleanse us from proud thoughts and empty desires. By your grace, draw us near to you, our refuge and our strength. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit given to us. In the mercy of Almighty God, Christ died for us while we still were sinners, and for his sake, God forgives you all your sins. Amen.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Be with you.
Let us pray.
O God, powerful and compassionate, you shepherd your people, faithfully feeding and protecting us. Heal each of us and make us a whole people that we may embody the justice and peace of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Be seated, and with the children, please come forward. Good morning. You see who I have here? You know what we call him? No, not Bear. We call him Mr. Panda. Mr. Panda, do you think he belongs to me? You think he does? You think I go home and hug on Mr. Panda? No, I don't. He does not belong to me. He belongs to my grandson, Lincoln.
and Lincoln is just 16 months old, and we have some stuffed animals for him at our house, and this one is his favorite. He loves Mr. Panda, and in fact, one of the ways we know it is, you might have had this happen to you. Have you ever been playing along and suddenly you just got really tired? You don't ever get tired? You never, ever. Have you ever just been playing along and you get really tired? See, it happens to them, you know. So, and it happens to me. And sometimes, but you sleep when you're on the way. You rest and get ready because you need to recharge your batteries a little bit. Well, Lincoln doesn't know to do that. He's only 16 months old, so he just goes and goes and goes. And Mr. Panda will be lying on the floor like that where he left him, and suddenly Lincoln will be tired, and he'll just toddle over to Mr. Panda and just fall down on top of him and just lay there. That's what he does. That's how he rests for a couple of minutes. He'll just fall down and give Mr. Panda a hug and just lie there and lie there and lie there. That's pretty neat. My microphone's crackling. I'll try to fix that. Anyway, there you go. May I think? No, not done yet.
Let me turn it off for now. There we go. So, anyway, he lies down on Mr. Panda, just like Riley's about to do. And that's how he rests, because sometimes you need to rest. Like you just said, when you're on your on a long car trip, sometimes you can sleep. That's right. I got a bad word here. Do your parents ever make you take a nap? No, they don't. You have to sleep all the way till morning. That's how we get our rest, because we have so many things we want to do throughout the day that we're night, and sometimes we need to take a rest. And the reason I'm telling you all that is today Jesus is talking about taking a rest, and that sometimes taking a rest is just what you need to do. So maybe we should all walk around with Mr. Panda, and when we get tired, we can go and just throw it on the ground, and we get down on the ground and just lay on top of him. What do you think? No, that wouldn't be a good idea. You know, if some of them did it, they couldn't get up. You have to get your bed. They can get up out of bed. Yeah, that would be a good idea. You can get out of bed, too. Yeah. So, I wanted to show you Mr. Panda, because sometimes it's a good thing for us to take some time to rest, like Lincoln does. You saw it over there? Yeah. He's going to sit there for the rest of the service, too. You think he's going to like my sermon? No. Okay. That's a good time to say the next phrase. You, Jesus, thank you for all your gifts to us. And especially thank you for the gift of an opportunity to rest, to recharge our batteries, so that we can continue in all things to serve you. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from Jeremiah. Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, says the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the shepherds who shepherd my people. It is you who have scattered my flock and have driven them away, and you have not attended to them. So I will attend to you for your evil doings, says the Lord. Then I myself will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the lands where I have driven them, and I will bring them back to their fold. and they shall be fruitful and multiply. I will raise up shepherds over them who will shepherd them, and they shall not fear any longer or be dismayed, nor shall any be missing, says the Lord. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will live in safety. And this is the name by which he will be called: the Lord is our righteousness. The word of the Lord.
Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 6th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried there on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. As he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. When they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret and moored the boat. When they got out of the boat, people at once recognized him and rushed about that whole region and began to bring the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages or cities or farms, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak. And all who touched it were healed. The Gospel of the Lord. I didn't ask the question last week because I really didn't have an answer. You see, for the past year or so, I have been teaching Martha Summers' Sunday school class. A lot of that has been because of the pandemic, and some of it was because Martha volunteered for some other things that needed doing, and I could take over this for a while. We have been meeting online, but we started meeting in person again just last week. If you haven't attended this class, it's probably a bit different from any other class you've been to. Each week, we look at the gospel reading for that day and we discuss what is there. I generally have about 8 or so probing questions about the text, and we dig into what it means for us. And then when the class is over, we come in here and join in worship that usually centers on that very same Bible passage. I believe that those who attend would say that our discussion enhances their worship. At least I hope so. But last week, our scripture was about the beheading of John the Baptist. And somewhere I ran across a question about this passage, and I didn't know quite what to make of it. You see, the story of the death of John the Baptist last week is bracketed between parts of another story. The whole thing begins as Jesus sends his disciples out to preach, teach, and heal. You might even remember this from 2 weeks ago. Jesus told them not to take anything with them except a staff, their shoes, and a friend. And they head out. Then we have the story of the death of John the Baptist. And when that story is over, the next verses are about those disciples coming back from where Jesus had sent them. The story of John the Baptist interrupts this other story of the disciples going out and coming back. And the question I ran across that I didn't know how to answer simply asked, why? Why was it written that way? Typically, when Mark, the gospel writer, does something like this, he intends for the two stories to say something about each other. The two stories relate to each other, and putting both of them together like that helps move us to a deeper understanding of both. But like I said, I found the question, but I didn't ask it. Jesus sends the disciples out. John the Baptist gets killed. Last Sunday morning for the class, I really didn't have any idea of an answer to how they related. But this week, our gospel reading is the end of that story. The disciples come back having experienced God at work in them to great success. People were moved by the message of love and grace. People were healed. Evil was overcome. And even though all of them, and Jesus too, were tired, he looked at the crowds and had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And suddenly for me, things became a bit more clear. In last week's story, the beheading of John the Baptist, we catch a glimpse of what King Herod's kingdom was like. This week, we catch a glimpse of what the kingdom of God is like. Herod's kingdom was full of out-of-control revelers, rash vows, titillation, and the gruesome death of God's prophet. But the kingdom of God is full of healing, helping, compassion, kindness, transformed lives, and love and grace. Herod was a king who sought his own pleasure and his own aims, doing what he wanted. Jesus is a king who seeks the good of others, doing what God wants. Herod's kingdom leads to an empty death. Jesus' kingdom leads to abundant life. So set before us in these gospel stories are two different sorts of kingdoms and one very important question. Which kingdom do we live in? There's a lot about our world that could remind us of Herod's kingdom. We live in a world where it's about us first, where everyone is shouting to be heard and no one is listening. A world of violence and death. A world where we have polluted the earth and polluted our souls. A world where compassion and kindness are difficult to find and even more difficult to live. Oh, we are in Herod's world, all right. But that's not the world we are called to live in. We are called to live in the kingdom of God, caring for others, not just beyond ourselves, but also at the expense of ourselves. We are called to live in a world of love and compassion for those in need, and not for those just like us, but also, especially for the outcast, for the overlooked, for the forgotten, for those on the edges of society. We are called to live in a world where we listen to one another with our hearts, seeking not division, but understanding and peace. We are called to live in a world that seeks the right for all people, that brings healing and overcomes evil and transforms lives. We are called to live in love and mercy and grace. It won't be easy. There's an awful lot of Herod's world out there. But the kingdom of God is bigger. The kingdom of God is greater still. You probably know Handel's Hallelujah Chorus. At one point it says this: the kingdom of this world is become the kingdom of our Lord.
and of his Christ, and of his Christ. And he shall reign forever and ever. Live in that world. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation.
Most loving God, we thank you again and again for the countless blessings you bestow upon us. Your gifts of goodness are beyond our measure or our comprehension. You provide us not only with all the things we need, but also with so much more that makes our lives so good and meaningful and worthwhile. Thank you, O God. Lead us to respond to your generosity with a true desire to give ourselves, our time, and our possessions to your service. Lord, in your mercy. O God, our Lord, how good it is to call you ours. We are thankful that we belong to you and that you have called us to be your people. You give our lives meaning as we give our lives to others in your name. You give our souls rest in the hope we have in you. You give us a higher purpose in our commitment to you in response to your love. Open now our ears to this calling. Open our hands that we might respond to your call with generosity and willingness. Open our hearts that we might truly your love. Lord, in your mercy, God of all, we do hear your call. We are also aware that there are many who need us as well. Lead us to reach out to the sick and troubled and sorrowed and lonely in your love. Help us to find ways to help those who are poor and homeless and afraid and far from home. Strengthen us to offer comfort and hope to those who are lost. Bless all in need, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy. Finally, O Savior, you have called us to many things. Help us now to answer your call. Help us not just to tell others the wonderful story of your love, but also to embody that love in our relationships with them. Help us to give all we are to you. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection open to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy are you, God of
God, our Maker, Redeemer, and Healer, when sin had scarred the world, you sent your Son to heal our ills and to form us again into one. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his acts of healing, his body given up, and his victory over death, we await that day when all the peoples of the earth will come to the river to enjoy the tree of life. Send your Spirit upon us and this meal. As grains scattered on the hillside become one bread, so let your church be gathered from the ends of the earth, that all may be fed with the bread of life, your Son. Through him all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you and keep you in God's grace. Let us pray. Jesus, bread of life, we have received from your table more than we could ever ask. As you have nourished us in this meal, now strengthen us to love the world with your love. In your name we pray. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.